91.9 KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. San Bernardino National Forest officials say peak fire season is not yet over and are asking residents to keep on guard while enjoying the forest this holiday week. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
Despite cooling temperatures and shorter days, fire restrictions in the National Forest will remain in effect. A combination of dry vegetation and forecasted Santa Ana winds Thanksgiving weekend means wildfires could still easily ignite and be difficult to control. To reduce fire risks, the Forest Service is prohibiting campfires, smoking, and target shooting. Also, access remains closed for the burn areas of the recent Apple, El Dorado, and Snow fires. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
San Bernardino County has agreed to settle in the so-called Colonies corruption case, the county said yesterday. The county will pay Rancho Cucamonga developer Jeffrey Burum and his Colonies Partners Investor Group $65 million to settle a lawsuit filed by Burum in 2018. The lawsuit alleged malicious prosecution against Burum on the part of the county. According to the San Bernardino Sun, prosecutors had alleged Burum conspired with top county officials to fix a $102 million settlement in 2006 in favor of Colonies Partners to settle a long-standing legal dispute over flood control easements at the developers' Upland Residential and Commercial Development, Colonies at San Antonio and Colonies Crossroads, respectively. That case ended in acquittal for Burum. Former County Supervisor Paul Byan and Mark Kirk, former chief of staff for former County Supervisor Gary Ovett. The $65 million reflects claims and damages incurred by Burum and Colonies in what they said was a retaliatory investigation. If the case had gone to trial, Burum was seeking damages upwards of $100 million. California jail and prison inmates scammed hundreds of millions of dollars in unemployment claims. Prosecutors made that announcement Tuesday and say it could be the largest taxpayer fraud scheme in state history. Anne Marie Schubert is the Sacramento County District Attorney.
There was money sent actually to prisons, paid and sent to inmates in prison. There's evidence that true names of inmates and true social security numbers have been used to perpetuate this fraud. There's also evidence that there's been fake names and fake social security numbers.
Among the inmates listed by prosecutors were several on death row, including Scott Peterson, the Modesto man convicted of killing his wife and unborn child. Schubert says much of the fraud could have been prevented if the state's unemployment agency cross-checked its list of claims with state prison data. District attorneys are asking Governor Gavin Newsom to personally intervene to stop the fraudulent payments. One day before Thanksgiving, and four more California counties have moved into the most restrictive purple tier on the state's COVID map. 45 of the state's 58 counties are now operating under restrictions that close non-essential indoor businesses. In announcing the changes Tuesday, State Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli talked about how California is in the midst of a surge. He again focused on family gatherings during Thanksgiving. He says he's changed the way his family is celebrating the holiday.
I'm hoping it will look different for you and yours as well. I think it's necessary to modify or pause our usual traditions to really stop the surge this year. And we're re-emphasizing that the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving this year is at home with members of your household or virtually.
Dr. Galli says those who do gather should take advantage of the sunny weather forecast statewide for Thanksgiving Day and have their meals outside. A recent surge in cases and hospitalizations led Governor Newsom last week to put in place a curfew. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.